Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. In this crazy place we call social media, where everyone has the same size megaphone, it's easy to get lost in the shuffle. Here's what happens. One technique bursts on the scene, becomes the bright, shiny object, and then everyone uses it. At some point, that popular technique becomes oversaturated. So here on Planet Vicki, here are two techniques that are in that too popular to take the lead category. Buckle up, this could be controversial. First up, tips and techniques. Now there's good reason handy little hacks became so popular. Insiders call them snackable content because these bon mots are small yet pack a good, useful punch for their size. Again, the problem is quantity. If this is all you produce, then you're well positioned for the free category. People will take these and move on because they don't know what they can do with you. Second, and yes, this is the controversial part, stories. Yep, I'm going there. Now don't let your head explode. I totally get why stories are so popular. They make us feel something. But here's the deal. Everyone's got a fan club with cool stories. And if that's true, which it is, do stories make you stand out? My view, not anymore. Stories are now standard, which means you use them, but they don't position you as a front runner. They validate and influence, but being the story person isn't going to make you stand out. Yeah, I know. Everyone loves techniques and stories. But you know what? If everyone's using those things, it's too easy to become one of many. Now just think, I'm not saying do, just consider, using these two tools as validation, not as uniqueness. Use these as vehicles to demonstrate your brand, not as what you are known for. Just think about it. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.